KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
I don't know about some of you, but I really have a hard time surrendering it all to Jesus, especially in times of crisis and emergencies. It's like, well, I got to take control. My guest today is Barb Bruce. She wrote the book Surrendered, Letting Go, and Living Like Jesus. And this is a study of Jesus in the wilderness. Barb, thanks for joining me on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich.
Hi, Judy. Hi. I'm so glad to be with you today.
So, Barb, you must have had some issues about surrendering. Is that why you wrote the book?
Absolutely. I have just had a life where, you know, there are times when I want what I want when I want it. And that is not always the case. So my journey through life has often looked like trying to hold on to the remote control, trying to press the buttons and point and click to get people to do things or to get situations to turn out how I'd like. And so I have just been blessed that God, in his gentle and merciful way, has led me through experiences that have helped me learn how to let go. And some of those experiences have been really hard, but the journey's been worth it.
Give us an example of the challenge you had to face to let go and what happened in the end.
Well, this study was written at a season of our family's life where it was near the end of my surrender journey. We actually had an addiction issue that secretly crept into our home about a decade ago. And when it first surfaced, I did what most people would do. I would go, well, this isn't good for us, and I need to figure out how to make it stop and make it go away. And in those early years, I tried to fix people and I tried to force solutions. But as time went on, I began to realize that me trying to control, trying to press that remote control was actually making the situation worse. And there was a lot of heartache and there was a lot of pain, but there was also this day where I just said, I have to let go and to say, God, if this is going to get done, you're going to have to do it. And I wish that I could say that the journey at the end was that that the issue went away and that everything turned out great. It didn't. It actually led to the end of my 26-year marriage. Our family ended up, there were a lot of brokenhearted things that happened. But what I learned was that God knew exactly what he was doing, that I could trust him, that I could let go and believe that he had more for me and that he had put more in me in that dark wilderness season.
So when life gets hard, like it is now in this corona pandemic, we cannot hold on to it, can we, Barb?
That's been a challenge for all of us. I mean, COVID-19 has taught us that we aren't in control. And while this is such a pressured season of life, it really, for me, it affirms the fact that God, all of the things that we place our faith in, that our jobs, our homes, our lifestyles, that God can take care of us without any of those things, that we don't need to have a job for God to take care of us. We don't need to have a paycheck. We don't even need to have grocery stores. That God, he takes care of his children at all times, and especially during hard times.
Especially during hard times. Maybe some of you women are looking for a great study that you can do with other women, helping to learn about how to really surrender. Tell us about the study guide and the book that goes with it.
Well, the Surrendered Study Guide is very much about learning how to let go. So first we cover what are those control-loving behaviors that we tend to move toward. I call them the shine behaviors, whether it is stonewalling, helicoptering, which is micromanaging, interrupting, nagging, or excessive stalking. Those are those control-loving behaviors that we resort to when we're afraid. And so in the study itself, we go, okay, what are those behaviors? And then what are the lessons that Jesus teaches us in the 40 days when he's in the wilderness? So through the 6 weeks of the study, We look at how Jesus, under great pressure, modeled for us how to let go and walk with the Spirit. And we also look at the Israelites who spent 40 years in the wilderness. And so during the study, we look at their struggles to be faithful. And every week, I introduce a new surrender principle. And those surrender principles capture the biblical lessons that we learned that week. And those principles are tools that help us let go and live like Jesus so that we could have peace and joy and the assurance that God is with us and for us.
Great tips for those of us that feel like life is more than we can handle sometime. Barb, there are 6 different weeks that you have these tools for. Can you briefly talk about each of those tools? Just a couple seconds.
I would love to. Well, the very first week's tool, number one, is that I am not in control of others or outcomes. And that starts at the very beginning because we want to think that if we work hard enough, if we stay in there long enough, if we pray hard enough, that we can fix it. And so number one is really just saying, I can't, but God can, and I will let him. And some of your listeners might recognize that as just some recovery language, but that idea of I'm not in control of others or outcomes is where we've got to begin. The second week, that tool is I choose to live by faith, not rush to follow my feelings. Because when we feel like we're out of control, I mean, hello, during the COVID crisis, how many of us were eating our feelings because we couldn't control our lives, but food felt good? Number three is I can always let go and give my problems to God. That 1 Peter 5:7, God says, give all of your worries and cares to me because I care about you. And when we're trying to control, it's because we've got a lot of fear. And God's saying, you can trust me. Number four is trusting God's promises will bless me, but pushing my plans will stress me. We know that when we're not letting God take control and lead, we will get out ahead of him. And how many of us have made a mess by getting out ahead of God? And
so, Yes.
So the Bible study, we look at all of God's promises, and we get entrenched in them, and we know them in our heart and mind so we can let God lead. Number five is when fear tempts me to flee, fix, or force my way, I will choose to stop and pray. We want to elevate prayer. Prayer isn't that we get what we want from God. It's so that we can connect to him, so that we can see our lives through God's promises, his provision, and his power. And then finally, number six, surrender is my only path to God's peace, power, and provision. We have lots of choices about how we want to live, but if we want the abundant life that Jesus came to give us, we've got to do as Jesus says, that we've got to put down our cross, or we've got to put down our lives, take up his cross, and follow him, so that we can experience that peace, that power, and the provision instead of trying to fight for it ourselves.
You know, that's like changing our whole attitude, our whole mindset, the whole way we live life. Barb, how long did it take you to get these 6 principles together?
Oh, Judy, I'm still getting them together. I'm still working them out because it's an everyday journey. When our family crisis began, I remember those early years of literally losing my mind because I thought that I could fix the problem. And the lessons, these principles over the years, they came as I was allowing God to work in my heart and mind. And so I just want to say to anyone out there who's struggling with control-loving issues that it's okay not to be okay. And what God wants to do in and through your life, that he is going to take you on a journey at the speed you can handle it. And even when we do get these lessons, that I'm still working them out every single day. And as I work them out, God shows me more grace and more mercy. And I love that about how God, he brings us along like that.
Yep, that's true. What a great thing to do is go through what Jesus went through in the wilderness, the 40 days in the wilderness when he was fasting. that must have been an amazing revelational study as you looked at that in depth.
Very much so, because the fasting, practically going without food, that's something, especially in our American culture, that we try to avoid. But the symbolism of fasting as well, that Jesus, he was in a place of no comfort. He was in a place where all of the things that were around him, his regular rhythms of life, he was at his rawest. But while Jesus was in a space of no comfort, the very first verse in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, said he was led by the Spirit. He didn't have comfort around him, but he had a comforter. And so the message wow. for all of us, especially when we're in this uncomfortable season of life, whether it's the COVID crisis or the problems that you have beyond the COVID crisis, that while you may not have your creature comforts around you, you have the comforter who is always with you.
Comforter around you. Barb Roos is my guest. Surrendered is the book, Letting Go and Living Like Jesus. Barb, how can people get a copy of this study guide book?
It is available anywhere books and resources are sold, whether it's Amazon, Target, Walmart, any of those spaces. They can go online and grab that study.
Great. Barb, thanks for joining me. Surrendered, Letting Go and Living Like Jesus. You can do it too. I'm Judy Redlich.
If you'd listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach, and if you're interested, you can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com to find out more.